the Parsha of Yehuda and Yosef. Let's try to explore B'siyas Lishmai how it pertains to Chanukah. The whole sugi of Mechiras Yosef is something which is such a deep side. And it's mechayev us to try to understand this Parsha deeper and deeper each year. Halavai we should understand that Mashahu. What it means that a brother should sell another brother, somebody like a Yosef HaTzadik, or their intentions. So a few questions, just there, Chakdama, Chazal tell us that Yaakov is held accountable for favoritism, for favoring Yosef over the other brothers. Chazal goes so far as to say that because of this Aveira, so to speak, that he was Mishana ben Habanim, that he favored one child over the next, seems to be the root cause as to how he got into Mitzrayim, into Shibin Mitzrayim in the first place. Of course, such a Maimar Chazal like that is a plea atzuma. We don't need a Gemara to tell us not to favor children one over the next, and certainly somebody like Yaakov Avinu, that he should be held accountable for that, as if he didn't understand that. Impossible. Secondly, we know that Yaakov favored Yosef, at least he expressed it that way. Chazal tell us that almost every aspect of Yaakov's life was mirrored by Yosef's life. Yaakov was born with the Bismillah, and so was Yosef. This one, his brothers tried to kill him, and that one, his brothers tried to kill him. Yaakov had two dreams, and Yosef had two dreams. And Yosef was supposed to have 12 Shvatim, just like Yaakov. V'chule, v'chule. But the lives of Yaakov and Yosef were very similar. Yet, it's Yosef who is nichshal with Eishes Potiphar. And the Malchus is not given to Yosef, it's given to Yehuda. Which really kind of sets up our next question, that after the Mechira of Yosef, Yehuda goes down to the house of the Adulami, the Torah says. And Yosef goes down to Mitzrayim. And Yosef tries to withstand the temptation of Eishes Potiphar, which of course was L'shem Shemayim. And despite his valiant efforts, Chazal say that 10 tipos slipped through the cracks of his fingers. And for that he's held accountable. And we know the Asar Hirgi Malchus comes from here. Yet Yehuda, he's walking down the road, he sees a Zayna, he takes her, doesn't put up a fight, and from there comes Arosh HaMashiach. Like, what's going on over here? And there's a very puzzling Chazal say that after the Mechira, everybody was involved in their own Asik. Reuven was Asik Basaka Batanisa, he was fasting. And Yosef was on his way down to Mitzrayim, and he was Bitzar, Be'avelus. And Yehuda was also very downtrodden, and Yaakov was Ba'avelus, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu was what? Being Oisik Ba'arosh HaMashiach. Because ultimately, Peretz and Zerach, when there comes the dynasty of Beis David, Yehuda and Tamar, Hashem was being Oisik in deep, deep in Yonah. There's a Medrash Pliya, which is where I'm dealing with, as another Kasha heading into the Sugya. Bo'achicha B'mirma, that when Yaakov took the Brachas from Esav, the Torah says B'mirma, he came with deception, conspired. V'yatargam taiches b'chachmasa, he came with chachma, as Isaac Drashi. What was the chachma? So Chazal say the secret of the Afikoyman. Svarim already point out that B'mirma is the Gamachi Afikoyman. And the Svarim say many beautiful things about this, but to try to understand according to our Mahalach and Mitzvashem, this chachma of Yaakov Avinu as it pertains to the Afikoyman. And lastly, we'll see how this comes up, although it seems a little bit disconnected to the previous questions. Chazal say that Gadol Mashenemer B'Iyov Mashenemer B'Avram. That what was said about Iyov was greater than what was said about Avram. By Avram, the Torah calls him, by the Akedah, Ki Yare Elokim Ata. But Iyov is called an Ish Tam, V'Yasha, Yare Elokim, Sani Betza, V'Chule, V'Chule, a whole Megillah extolling the qualities of Iyov. How could we say such a thing? That Iyov is greater than Avraham Avinu? Can't be. So how do we explain this Maamar Chazal? So to begin, we have to understand the difference between Yaakov and Esav in a deeper way than the conventional Yaakov as a tzaddik and Esav as a rasha, because the Torah doesn't paint them out that way. And the Rebbe, he repeats this very often. He said it recently at Inish Kodesh in his Maamar in Chanukah, Tavshin Pei Aleph. Yaakov the Torah refers to as in Yoshev Oyalim, and Esav is an Ish Sadeh. The difference between an oil and a Sadeh, without being Marchev in the Inyan, is that an oil means Pnimius and a Sadeh is Chitzonius. Yaakov was an Ish Pnimi and Esav was an Ish Chitzoni, which translates into Yaakov was an Ish Neshama and Esav was an Ish Guf. He was a man without a Neshama, he disregarded Neshama, and Yaakov was a person who valued Neshama and didn't give much Chashivas or even at all to the Guf. And within the world of Pnimius and Chitzonius, because it's not going to be our discussion right now, Yaakov versus Esav, we're going to be dealing more with Yehuda versus Yosef. Because within Pnimius, the Sfarim tell us that there's a Pnimius and a Chitzonius to the Pnimius, and even within the Chitzonius, there's a Pnimius and a Chitzonius. Now we're going to zero in on the world of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov is the world of Pnimius, yet even within Yaakov's world, there's a Pnimius and a Chitzonius. And this represents the Malchus of Yehuda and the Malchus of Yosef. Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef. And because Yaakov is Pnimi, and Mashiach ben David is the rightful king, and Mashiach ben Yosef is only secondary to him, so that means that Yehuda had a Derech and Avodas Hashem, which was the Pnimius of Pnimius, whereas Yosef was Chitzonius and Pnimius. What's the translation of that? Because the Torah tells us about Yaakov two things. That he was Yoshev Ahalim, but before that it says, Ish Tam Yoshev Ahalim. Yaakov, he personified the midah of Tmimus, and also the quality of Yoshev Ahalim. So Rashi tells us, Yoshev Ahalim means that he learned Torah and Yeshiva Shein Bayer. Not only was he a Tam, but he was also a Chacham. And these two qualities of Ish Tam and Yoshev Ahalim were given by Yerusha, or they were taken by Yehuda and Yosef. What's obvious is that Yosef took this matana of the chachma of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov, he passed on this mesira of the chachma shein ve'ever to Yosef, and we don't find, as far as we know, by any of the other shvatim that they had a connection to the Torah of shein ve'ever. Of course, everybody learned Torah with Yaakov, but the mesira shein ve'ever was given over to Yosef. And Yosef's quality was that of Chachma, ki ben zekunim hulai, Rashi says, tagam unklus, bar chakima, that he learned the Chachma of Yaakov Avinu. Which leaves us with the midah of Tmimus, which belonged to Yehuda. But the midah of Chachma is something which is considered to be chitzonius, to Pnimius. Like the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us, Rabbi Nachman has a very beautiful piece on this, where he says that, I'll prove to you that Tmimus is ikar over Chachma, because the Torah is given to everybody equally. And we can't expect every Jew to be a Chacham, although we can expect every Jew to be a Tam. And it really gets into the Shaila at the Seder, which of the two Banim is the Iker? Certainly not the Rasha, not the Enyo Dialisha, but is it the Tam or is it the Chacham? And in Pnimius, there's this discussion, it's really a battle between Yehuda and Yosef, but the Halacha follows Yehuda, that Tmimus trumps Chachma. Because Chachma is considered to be Chitzonius, and just to throw a little bit of Kabbalah, in Pnimius HaTorah, in that we know that Yosef connects to the sphere of Yesod and Yehuda connects to Malchus. And those are the two lower spheres. The sphere of Yesod runs all the way up to Chachma. However, the sphere of Malchus, which may be lower than Yesod, runs all the way up to the Keser. So although in Chitzonius it would seem that Yosef is greater than Yehuda, in Pnimius Yehuda is greater than Yosef. And this is really our Pesach into understanding the whole sogi of Yaakov as he related to Yosef and to Yehuda. But to understand this, let's be makdim, the following Akdama. It was very clear that Esav and Yaakov was the world of Chitzonius and Pnimius. Rivka was told by Nevuah to give the brachas to Yaakov. When Esav came in to get the brachas, Yitzchak said to him, okay, go fetch me shnei gdiya yizim from the field and come back and I'll give you the brachas. At which point, Rivka prepares two gdiya yizim and gives it to Yaakov, and through that he receives the brachas. So what's the purpose of two gdiya yizim? So we're more familiar with the Chazal, Rashi quotes it, that one was for the Korban Pesach and one is for the Korban Chagiga. Pesach haya. However, the Zohar has another mahalach where the Zohar tells us the following statement. It's quoted in Yalka Ruvini, and Pasha's told us, Simon Kof Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, Remez Ramza. She was hinting here, She'asid the ban of Shiak la'avkev beiv sirim. That Yaakov would bring his children two Se'irim on Yom HaKippurim, one La Hashem and one La Zalzal. V'chein asa sahi. And this is what Rivka was doing. Chad begin darga de la'ila, one for the higher darga, which is Yaakov, v'cham begin l'kafya darga de Esav, and the other to suppress the darga of Esav. Dahainu, that Rivka was being osik in the sugya of the Sir La Hashem and the Sir La Zalzal. It's obvious. The Sir La Hashem is Yaakov Avinu. He was the Ishtam Yoshev Arlim. He was Kula La Hashem. Whereas Esa was the Ishsadeh, so that's where the Seir Lazazel goes. It goes to the Midbar, which the Ari explains is even more Chitzoni than the Sadeh. So the relationship between Yaakov and Esav of Pimis and Chitzonius was Nisgali here, that Yaakov went one way and Esav went the other way. One was the Seir Lashem, one was the Seir Lazazel. So we see that Yaakov had a Messiah of the Seir Lazazel and the Seir Lashem to be Makabal the Brachas from Yitzhak, and that was Kovia Yaakov as the inheritor of the brachas of Avraham Avinu, who would see to it the Tachlis Ha'ila. Now, even within the realm of Yaakov Avinu, there's a Pnimius and a Chitzonius. Will help us understand the mahalach that Yaakov had with Yosef. The Torah tells us, V'yisrael ahav es Yosef mikol bonav ki ben zakunim hiloi, v'asa lekat Torah spasim, he was openly showing affection to Yosef. Why was he doing that? Simple pshat is because he saw Ma'il in Yosef. Or perhaps he saw that Yosef was a Yosef and needed extra love and care after having known his mother, now having lost her. But deeper than that, it was a setup. It was a setup because Yaakov was on a mission to bring the world to its final tikkun. And he saw the relationship between Yosef and Yehuda as one of Sir Lashem and Sir Lazaza. He openly favored Yosef by bestowing upon him the Chachma, the Ketanis Pasim, and everything like that. And of course, Yosef was born with a Mila, and he was the most handsome and the most beautiful. It was very appealing in the eyes of the Satan, and Yaakov was setting it up in a way to divert, to distract the Satan in thinking that the Tikkun would come through Yosef. Because after all, the Satan is an Ish Chitzoni. We know that the Satan is the Malach of Esav, and he's very impressed by Chitzonius things. That was the whole Inyan, and Yaakov's encounter with Esav in the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, that he sent him a Mincha Esav Achiv, which the Zohar says he was sending him a Sir Lazazel. And when Yaakov sends all this to Esav, and Esav sees it, he says, what is all this stuff? He caught the attention, the eye and heart of Esav, because he's very impressed by Chitzonius. And Yaakov is using this Chachma in order to create a front and a distraction that the Satan would think that the action is over here by Yosef, when really the action is over there by Yehuda. And it was really Yosef who was going to be sent to Mitzrayim as a Sir Lazazel, not because he was a Rasha like Esav, but because he was the Chitzonius of the Pnimius, but not in a way like sending away Esav never to be heard from again. Yosef was supposed to go down to Mitzrayim, he had a job to fulfill there, but he was supposed to be protected through the Ketanis Pasim. That was a certain school or Shmira, like Yaakov had when he went into Yitzhak to get the Brachas, he created a similar thing, the Ketanis Pasim, he gave it to Yosef. It was a spiritual protection that he shouldn't be harmed. And going down to Mitzrayim, he would need that spiritual protection, which is why when he sees Yehuda brings him the coat and he sees that it's torn up, he says, Tayyav Taraf Yosef, Chazal say that he saw that he would be devoured by Yishas Potiphar, that was supposed to spiritually sustain him. But because he didn't have that coat, Yatzo Asaratipin, and he was held accountable for it, and that's why the Torah says, Vatispesei Bebigda, that she grabbed him by his beged, as if to say that he was lacking the beged, which should have protected him. So Yaakov was being osik in the sugya of Sir Lazazel because he saw that through Yehuda the tikkun would come. And when Yehuda goes down to the house of the Adulam and he finds Tamar, so he too is being osik in the sugya of the Sir Lashem and Sir Lazazel, as Rama Mipana writes in Asar Ma'amaros, Eim Kol Chai, Gimel Hei, where he explains and he darshans the entire parsha of Yehuda and Tamar through the parsha of the Sir Lashem and Sir Lazazel, which he tells us. That Yehuda sends Shnei Gdei Yizim to Tamar. which he says is the secret of Sir Lashem and Sir Lazazel. So Yehuda understood this parsha of Sir Lashem and Sir Lazazel. And interestingly, we find that in the discussion between Yaakov and Yehuda, whether or not to send Binyamin down to Mitzrayim. So they come up with an agreement that they'll go together with Binyamin, v'ha'idu l'rish mincha, and to bring a mincha to Yosef, who they don't know is Yosef, he's Safnas Paneach. Why? So the Medrash, quoted in Torah Shlema, says that Yaakov is going to be sending a Sir Lazazel to Yosef, in the same way that he sent a mincha to Esav as a Sir Lazazel, he would send it also to Yosef. So not only here was Yosef himself a Sir Lazazel, Yaakov and Yehuda were in cahoots together to send a Sir Lazazel to Yosef. So we're seeing an operation taking place here, going back to Yitzhak. And the Messiah which Yaakov had, which flowed over, carried over to his children in the parish of the Lashem and the Sir Lazazel. With this, we could begin to, Mr. Hashem, answer some of our questions and then hopefully digress into Hanukkah. That which we ask, that the dimyon between Yaakov and Yosef, a dimyon like that is an inyan chitzayni. The fact that Yosef lived his life in a way which mirrored exactly the life of Yaakov, is that an inyan pnimi? That's a davar which is chitzayni. Just like if a person dresses like a tzaddik, does that mean he's the tzaddik? No. I mean, he's dressing like the tzaddik because it's chitzoni. So to show that Yaakov and Yosef, the hisyachlis to them was an ofen chitzoni, we see that the life of Yosef mirrored that of Yaakov. But does that mean that Yosef is better than the other shvatim? That's a davar chitzoni. Somebody who's in pnimis is not mistak on chitzonis, things like that. And the fact that Yaakov was mishana bein bin habanim, Yaakov knew exactly what he was doing. He wasn't favoring Yosef. Actually, he was favoring Yehuda. But it was the chachma of Yaakov Avinu that he was using as a cover-up what took place with Yosef in order that Yehuda should succeed in what he needed to do. And that's why the Medrash says that after the homayis of Mechiras Yosef, now the brothers did not understand Yosef's tzidkas. They thought he was a rasha, Shimon and Levi certainly, but Yehuda understood his tzidkas, which is why he sells him and he saves his life. Because Yehuda was in the know of the parasha, the Sir Lashem, the Sir Lazaz. But because the action is taking place by Yosef, because the Satan is a chitzoni and he's following Yosef down to Mitzrayim, so that allows Yehuda to go to the house of the Adulami to find Tamar, and from there comes Peretz and Zerach, the Hishtashel of Mashiach Tzikena. So why is Yehuda able to take a zone off the street and not be held accountable? And Yosef, he's nichshon just asara tipin, and from there asara rugim malchus, the Teretz is because the Satan is following the footsteps of Yosef down to Mitzrayim, because a chitzoni thing is that everything's going to come from Yosef. He's infiltrating enemy territory. What's he going to do in Mitzrayim? He's going to make a ma'apecha and he's going to be Mashiach. Little did he know that Yehuda quietly was doing his thing. And if the Satan is not looking, the Bali Naim is able to do what he needs to do. L'shem Shemaim, he's the Sir L'Hashem. And from there comes Arush Mashiach. And this helps us understand the parasha of Iyov as well, because we know, the Medrash tells us, that when Hashem was taking Bnei Yisrael through the Yamsuf, there was a kitrik, halalu avdei avodah zarah, halalu avdei avodah zarah. How can Hashem take the Yidden through and leave the Mitzvah behind? They're equal. They're both avdei avodah zarah. So Chazal tell us that Hashem created a Sir Lazazel. Who was that? Iyov. Which is the precedent that even a person could be a Sir Lazazel. Hashem said, the Satan, like we find in the beginning of this, of Sefer Iyov, Hashem sends the Satan to deal with Iyov. And that's the distraction so that Bnei Yisrael can cross the Yamsuf without any interference. How did Iyov become the Sir Lazazel? What did Hashem say? Look at Iyov. Have you seen my Iyov and Ish Tam? V'yasha, Yorei Elokim. Hashem was creating many chitzonius shvachim about Iyov to distract the Satan from what needed to be. Why? Because the Satan is a chitzoni. And when he hears things like that, especially he used the code word Ish Tam. Oh, Ish Tam. That's like the Derech of Yaakov, the Inyan of Yehuda. He was all in against Iyov, because the Satan is a chitzayni. So it's not the pshat that Iyov is greater than Avram, like we began with. The Torah uses very few lashonas about Avram Avinu, because he was a hatznei aleches. And we can see from the Torah the galus of Avram. But Iyov was a chitzoni much more than Avram Avinu, and because Hashem was using Iyov as a distraction for the Satan, he used a lot of shvachim on Iyov as the ploy to be able to create a Sir Lazazel of Bnei Yisrael should be over b'shalom. And with this, we can understand also This is the Chachma of Sila Hashem and Sila Azazel. But then once the Medrash says the Afikoyimin, we can understand what the Indian of the Afikoyimin is. We begin the Seder with Kaddish or Chatz Karpas. And now we have to begin Magid. And that's when the big Oyer is on his Gala. The Mitzvah of Magid. But in order that we should be able to do that B'Shalom without any interference from the Satan, we need to create a Sila Azazel. So we take the Matzah, we split it in two. The Chilik for the Mitzvah is called the Sila Hashem. But the Afikoyimin is called the Sir Lazazel. So we take it and we bury it, we put it somewhere, away from the table, away from all the action, as if to create a front to say, this is where the action is, so that the Satan will follow the Afikoyimin, which is, of course, it's the bigger Chelik, the Afikoyimin, it looks much nicer. So the Satan goes that way, and we go this way. And we can go through the Seder and talk about all the Iris and all the Shvachim and everything which we need to do, because we're over here. And the Afikoyimin is over there, and that's where the Satan is. That would explain why the Afikoyimin is a Lashon Arami. The Gemara says, Afikuman. Why is it not a Lashon Kodesh? Teretz is because Lashon HaKodesh we know belongs to the Kedusha, and Lashon Arami belongs to the Sitra Acha. But because it's given to the Sitra Acha, like the word Lazazel, what does the word Lazazel mean? There's no word like that in Torah. Because it's given to the Chitzonim, like the Ramban explains, so really it's a word which is not a word. So Afikoyimin is also, it's a construct of two words, not even a Yiddish word, because that's where it goes. It goes to that deep, faraway place, L'mata min amapa, like out of sight, so that we can continue our avodah. That's called the secret of Mirma, the Afikoman, which Yaakov used, because that was the Messiah from Rivka, that's what they were being Isaac in. And with this we can explain the whole Indian of Chanukah Neres. Because the Sfarim say that Chanukah, the Ner of Chanukah, is really has two inyanim, Chitzonius and Pnimius. It's the world of Yaakov Avinu, but there's a Chitzonius and there's a Pnimius. The Chitzonius is called Eish, and the Pnimius is called Or. The Chitzonius is Yosef, and the Pnimius is Yehuda. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu first revealed the light of Chanukah 2,000 years ago, so it was a certain darga of Kedusha which was Niskala. But as time goes on, the Kedusha of Chanukah gets greater and greater. That's the meaning of Mosif HaHoylech. It can even be said that when it was first Niskala, it paled in comparison to the Kedusha which it currently has, because with each passing generation it gets holier and holier. With this we can explain the following stira. On the one hand we say, HaNeres Ala L'Kodeshein. These Neres have Kedusha. Yet the Gemara says in the sugya of are you allowed to be Nehne from a mitzvah? So the Gemara says you're not allowed to be Nehne from Ner Chanukah because also the hearts is most connected Ner Chanukah. You're not allowed to count money against the light of Ner Chanukah. So the Gemara says, why not? V'chi Kedusha Yishpa. Is there a Kedusha to this light? What do you mean is there a Kedusha? HaNeres Ala L'Kodeshein. The Pshat is no. There's a Chitzonius and a Pnimius. When it was first Nesgala, there was a Chitzonius, and we say about that V'chi Ner Kedusha Yishpa. But over the Doiris, the Pnimius of Ner Chanukah is being Nisgala. But when it was first Nisgala, the Chitzonius was Nisgala. And that's why the Chitzonius people in the world, the Haina, like the Christians, V'chule, they came and they latched onto Ner Chanukah. And that's why they created a Yontiv also. We light candles at the Pesach Abayas for 8 days, starting from the 25th of the month, right? And they do the same thing. They light Oiris at the Pesach Abayas, on the 25th of their month, and it goes till 8 days to New Year's, and Mamash, where did that come from? It came from an Achiza in the Kedusha of Ner Chanukah. Because there's a Chitzonius, and that's called the Sir Lazazel of Ner Chanukah. But the real Iker Ner Chanukah is what's being Nisgal in these Dairos, which is why, from the Baal Shem Tov and on, we talk about Ner Chanukah, like even the Rishonim don't talk about it. This is the Or HaGonos, it's Nisgal. What happened to all the Rishonim? Why don't they say anything about that? Because this is a Ner which is called Moisef HaHoylech. That as the Doris go on, the Kedushas and the Nisgala more and more, the Pnimius comes out more and more, the Chiddik of Yehuda comes out more and more, which was, as we know, Ner Chanukah is the Inyan of Hod. You can also say it Be'ofen Acher. The Gemara says that you need a Shamish for the candles. If there's a Medur, if there's a lantern, then you don't need, but a Tamei Chacham needs a Ner Shamish no matter what. Why? Because we know that a Tamei Chacham needs a certain Shmira. And the Ner Shamish is considered to be like the protection, the Shemir on the Neres Chanukah. That if the Chitzonim, if they need something to attach themselves to, so we give them the Ner Shamash to feast on. And that's why it's a little bit higher, because if you were Chitzon, you looked at the candle and say, what's the, oh, the Shamash is biggest. Shamash is the biggest. So that's where they focus their attention, so that the Ner Chanukah could be free. There's a Lazazel there by the Ner Chanukah. And that's the Bechin of Yosef, which goes down to Mitzrayim, so that the Or of Hoyd, which is the Or of Yehuda, be free and to be Nisgala, to be Megalador HaGonas, safely without any minias. So this is a little bit of the parsha in the sugi of Chanukah, Asil Hashem, Asil Azazam, just a mashu, whatever was going on in the world of Yaakov, Yosef and Yehuda, of this very deep chachma, which they were Isaac and Mishabizach, to the fullest galus of the Ner Chanukah, with Hashem Shavtekenu, Mehav Amen.
Amen.